Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. Let's just say the last little bit has been crazy for me. If you've listened to my last episode, I think I said that I mentioned to you that I was getting my tonsils out and a deviated septum surgery. So I had like batched a couple episodes. And have you had your tonsils out as an adult? Holy, it was horrific, okay? I almost cried every day for like 11 days. And plus, on top of that, I had, you know, sinus surgery. So I couldn't breathe out of my nose because I had stents and stuff in my nose. And then all of that going on with my throat. So it was insane. So I have been falling off the bandwagon, podcasting and YouTubing to you guys. But I knew that you would forgive me. March has been madness. After that, Todd got walking pneumonia. I got a sinus infection. Like, you know, when you know, you know. It's when it rains, it pours, right? So anyway, it has been a little crazy. And I thought, you know what? Because of March Madness, I am going to give you an episode of 5 reasons people are mean to you. Like, if people are mad at you and they're being mean, what the heck? Why? How many times has someone offended you and hurt you and you sit there scratching your head like, what is going on? How? Why? Why are they like this? So today I'm going to give you 5 tips on that. Before I go into it, I want you to know if you are struggling going through hard on your own, I do coaching, and I would be honored to walk through that journey with you. You can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and you could sign up for a free discovery session. So if this sounds like something that might benefit you, let's hook up on a Zoom call and see how I can help you learn and grow and have more happiness in your life. Also, my 11-year-old says I need to tell you to like, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell if you're watching YouTube. I would love that, and I appreciate you guys following me and listening to me and but helping you grow and learn that life is painful and hard, but you can get through it and become a better person because of what you've gone through. Okay, number one, why are people mean? Okay, a number one reason could be hurt people. Have you heard that before? Hurt people. When you think about it, the people that are aggravated, edgy, touchy, you know, they're already hurting inside. So it doesn't take very much to flip the switch, right? I know as I've been sick, I have been like short and ornery. I think I was making waffles the other day and I like totally had it wasn't burnt per se, but maybe it was a little crispy. So Todd gets home from work and he's like, oh, you burnt the waffles, you know? And I just like looked at him with like the stare of whatever. And I'm just like, do you want to make your own waffle? Like, and then that night I was like, I am sorry. I just don't feel good and I'm taking it out on you and I don't mean to. And then I played him the Shania Twain song, Any Man of Mine. And when she says, and when I cook you dinner and I burn it black, you better say, I like it like that. So he just was laughing and we were watching the music video. So he's all, I like it like that. So anyway, hurt people. 2. They're just good old-fashioned jelly of you, okay? People that are mean to you, chances are you have something they want. You have something they like. You have something they dream about, something they need. Your smile, your eyes, your hair, your job, your house, your kids. Your... Go on, make the long list. Like, they're jealous of you. And then, to hurt you, they're mean to you. Jealous people and mean people are so hard to deal with. Number three. They are reacting with emotion, okay? And we are all guilty of this, right? You're driving down the freeway. Someone, you know, cuts off in front of you and you're just emotions let out. And honk on your horn. You wave. I mean, your kids, you're already irritated by something at work or something personal. And then they do something and it's maybe just this little thing. And then you will, like, spaz out because you are already in an emotional, irritated state. You're reacting with emotion, and then you can be mean, or people can be mean to you. I remember, and I'll never forget, and if you've listened to my podcast or watched my YouTube before, I share this story of when my late husband had cancer, had a cancer diagnosis. And I was by myself. I got out of the house. I was going to like a food pantry because we didn't have any money for groceries. And I'm driving home and it's this just desolate road. It's not crowded. We had just found out that week that he was given 6 months to a year left to live. And I'm sitting there. I'm driving under the speed limit. But like I say, it's out like in this land where not a lot of people are driving as I'm on my way home. And I'm just sobbing at the wheel, right? And this car blares up, this truck behind me, and they're honk, 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 honk. Like they're just like laying on their horn, you know. And I kind of snap out of it and come to, and they could pass, right? So they weren't long behind me, but they come up by the side of me, and they're just screaming these obscenities and flipping me off and driving away. And I remember in that instant, I was just like, if that person only knew what I was dealing with in my life, and it's made me a lot more kinder as I drive, because we honestly don't know what people are dealing with. We don't know what emotions are going on and they're dealing with. So remember that when people are mean to you, it could be because they're reacting emotionally and they don't have time to take the 10-second rule, right? Where you stop and evaluate and logically think before you respond or say something rude, do something rude. It's really easy, and I'm guilty of it. And I know people, anybody who's breathing is, that it's really easy to let your emotions react and not take that minute to pause or even think about the other person and where they might be at. Okay, number four, they are projecting, okay? So whatever's going on for them, they're throwing it at you. They could be blaming you. They could be saying you're doing what they're actually doing. There is a myriad of things that if you're hurting and you're angry, you're mad, you're going to lash out. And a lot of times the people who are lashing out are blaming you for the exact same things that they're actually doing. So they're just projecting onto you what actually they are thinking and feeling. Okay? Five. And sometimes this, I think, is more of a rare instance, but it still exists. Okay? Number five is they actually have no idea. They have no idea they hurt you. They have no idea they're being mean. They have no clue. Like, they cannot connect the dots. Has that happened to you? Has someone come to you and said you're hurting them and you had no idea? That's really easy to do. You can look at somebody. You could think, oh, they looked at me weird. Well, they must be thinking this. They must be thinking that. Oh, they're talking about me. I wonder what they're saying. I mean, we can easily get in that instance where our wheels are turning and we're like thinking of all these different narratives of things. And then we find out, right? Have you done this? And then you find out it wasn't really what you thought, but you were getting all mad and mean and and ready to be super offended, and it wasn't at all what you thought. It wasn't what was intended. It wasn't the real case. So sometimes that actually could be a thing. Like, people don't know. So, or they're inventing, like, running all these scenarios. Like, they probably said this, they probably said that, and that's really not the truth. So they don't know, or they don't mean to, or you're thinking, your thoughts are spinning a story that really isn't there. All right, what can you do if people are mean to you? Okay, we're going to talk about this next week. But most specifically, I have been dealing with, you know, closer relationship in my life that's hard, and to move forward after some hurt and mean things. And I've talked about that in, I think, episode 80-something. We're coming up. This is episode 98. 98, okay? I have two more episodes. And that second episode is my 100th episode. And my cute best friend from junior high, I'm going to make her get on and see her face, and we'll laugh and do some Q&A and make it just a fun celebration on our 100th episode, guys, if you're listening to my podcast. If you're watching my YouTube channel, I have way more than 100 videos. I think close to 300 videos. I don't know. But anyway, again, if you're going through hard and people are being mean to you and it's hard to get over it, you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. You can click on mentoring and then schedule a discovery call with me. But anyway, I love you guys, and thank you for being patient with me and wondering where I'm at. And several of you have reached out, but I have a good reason for missing out on you guys the last several bits. So thank you for being patient with me through March Madness. And remember, be kind to people even when they're mean to you. You'll never, ever, 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 ever regret being kind, especially when you put your head on your pillow at night. That's always the route to go, is kindness. And have you been in that instance where you've been able to say, like, a comeback where you totally, you know, I'm thinking of the word moted, like, moted, you totally got somebody back. Or, like, you delivered what they deserved, and then how did you feel? You know, it doesn't feel good. And maybe it initially does, but then after that, you know, if you're in general trying to be a kind person, it's not good. So it's always better to take the kind route, even when people are mean. And I've learned that over and over through relationships and lots of different experiences in my life. And I love to help people in my coaching move through that in their life as well.